That's the most popular sport here at 710 ESPN is making fun of Mason. You guys are lucky I got a sense of humor about myself.
Really?
Because otherwise I would just storm out of here once and for all. So, John, I can't, by the way, Clippers lose last night. They're down 0-2, which is great if you are a Clipper hater like me. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets last night, so that series is 2-1 Brooklyn. Game four is in Milwaukee, and those are the sort of the playoff picture for what's going on right now. I wanted to get to this though, John, because I came across this list of from Billboard magazine, and it is the list is the three top selling mainstream rock songs of all time. So these are rock and roll songs. So stuff like Michael Jackson, Thriller, not eligible. Stuff like Motown, Smokey Robinson, or anything Michael Jackson or Stevie Wonder, not. Those are R&B pop. So these are rock songs. And this is based on the number of sales, downloads, the number of times it's been on the charts, how many weeks, and also it's what they view as their impact of the songs. So here is number three, greatest mainstream rock song of all time, number three.
That's U2, Mysterious Ways?
Mysterious Ways, yes.
I don't even think that's the best U2 song.
It's not, but it charted for the longest.
Okay.
It charted for the longest. Okay, here is number two is Stone Temple Pilots. Do you know this song?
No.
You would if you go to like the chorus, probably you know it.
Yeah, you definitely know this song. It's called Interstate Love Song. That is number
two. Like, turn it up here, right here.
Yeah, there.
How do you not know that song? We can karaoke it.
Didn't ring a bell with John. All right. Here is number one.
What?
Number one for 16 straight weeks on the rock charts.
It's not just the charts. It's also airplay and album sales.
Downloads, all that stuff.
Because there are songs that charted longer than these.
This is Day of the New, Touch, Peel, and Stand. So that is their list. Three greatest mainstream rock songs based on downloads, based on album sales, based on time on the charts. Those are the top three. What do you think of the top three?
John? I don't think he knows any of them. He's speechless.
I don't know. That song I'm completely unfamiliar with.
Really?
Yeah.
Touch, Peel, and Stand was a huge song.
That song's going to be stuck in my head for forever.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. No, it's a good one. By the way, you're listening
to Heaven.
You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles,
no.
KRDC, 11:10 a.m. Pasadena.
It's not rock songs ever. It's like Mason said, it's mainstream rock songs since 19.
So let's turn this a little bit, okay? So that's theirs, and it's based on sales and charting and downloads and albums and all that. Just flat out the question, what is the greatest rock song of all time for you? And this is personal and it's subjective, and we're not spinning the wheel. This is not a wheel spinning bit.
It's
everything
definitely
does
a
not
wheel.
Get the wheel.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
A wheel.
greatest
one.
Rock song of all time for you, John Ireland.
Well, Stairway to Heaven popped into my head. That's what wins, like, all those Firecracker 400 countdowns that, you know, that any radio station does. For me, I think Eagles Hotel California has got to be
Yeah, that's
the
actually
top.
The first thing on my list as a possibility.
I think All Along the Watchtower, written by Bob Dylan, performed by Jimi Hendrix, that's an all-time great rock song.
Yep.
Would the Beatles fall into this thing?
Oh, 100% the Beatles.
So would Let It Be or Long and Winding Road qualify? Or
you know what?
Really...
They're super mellow songs
right.
in my life. Like, they're super mellow songs I would not put in the rock category. But stuff, you know, they're pop stuff from the mid-60s I would definitely put
right.
in that category.
And for me,
I was
going to
say, are you putting, like, a time frame on this? Or is this just, like, ever?
No, all-time rock songs.
All right, and if it was my list, if it was John Ireland's top all-time songs, I think I end up at the end of the day number one would be Gimme Shelter, Rolling Stones.
Yeah, you're a big Rolling Stones guy.
That's
I did this with Sue Kalinske on a podcast, and hers was Wild Horses by the Stones.
Yeah, which is a great song.
Which is a great song. For me...
But the greatest rock song ever?
Well, it's personal, though.
Yeah, it's whatever you think. Okay. Like, what's yours?
My favorite rock song ever is not what I think the greatest rock song ever is.
No, okay, so
what do you think
favorite?
Is the greatest rock song ever?
I think it's Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
That's
smells
absolutely
like teen
on my
spirit.
List.
Yeah.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Yes. Be there. Yeah.
See, now mine's
there's a good one. Somebody just sent us Matt, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen. I think that's
like a top five.
Well, I think Bohemian Rhapsody is the only song to go to number one in three different decades. It went to number one in the 70s when it came out. It went to number one in the 80s when Freddie Mercury died.
Right.
And it went to number one again when the movie came out.
Yeah. The great thing about that was, those were 45s in those days.
There's mine right there.
Yeah.
That's a great song. That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a great song. It's on my list for sure.
I can shred that on Guitar Hero.
Can you really?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great one. So for me, it kind of breaks down this way. And by the way, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, anything you want to jump in on. So for high school, I kind of have three. I've got for high school, for college, and for the rest of my life. So my high school song, and this is me and Emily Weber used to sing this song all the time, sing it together, was John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane.
That's
love
a very good
record.
Midwestern song. Yeah.
Very Midwestern. He, of course, from Indiana. My college song was Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. I love Guns N' Roses. And my all-time, it has to be a U2 song. And, you know, it could be, I think One is a brilliant song. I'm not going to call that rock. It was kind of a mellow song. With or Without You, kind of a mellow song. Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For is a good one. But for me, when I first moved to Los Angeles, and remember, these were the days of, John, you'll remember this, long before navigation programs on your phone and stuff, you had the Thomas Guide.
Right.
And it was
going Streets Have No Name? That's a great
I'm going
song.
Streets Have No Name, where the streets have no name, because I literally did not know the name. I remember saying, I have to turn left on La Cienega.
Is that is the video for that song the one where they did it on the roof of
yes.
an office building in
yep.
downtown L.A., and they had some of the local DJs say, hey, you two shooting a video, and people started frolicking to this office building, and so the video is the police actually trying to keep people away from the top of the building.
Yeah.
It's a great video.
It's a great video. Yeah, that's where the streets have no name. They did it on the roof
in
Hollywood. Yeah. And Jorge, you gave your choice. Yeah, I mean, I think, look, I here are some of the other ones I had on my list. Beach Boys qualify. Now, my favorite Beach Boys song is a mellow song. It's called God Only Knows. I love that song.
Yeah, it's
But you could definitely put something like Good Vibrations in there. I put that as rock. For the Stones, Sympathy for the Devil is my favorite Stones song. I'm not a big Stones guy.
Yes,
Van
you once
Halen.
Walked out of a Stones concert before they played Sympathy for the Devil. Which
yeah, not a big Stones guy. It's just like a bunch of really old guys wandering around on stage. That's what it looks like to me. And it looks like Charlie Watt. Is it Charlie Watt?
Watts with an S.
Watts. Looks like he's just propped up. They just prop him up behind the drums.
People say that about Keith Richards. I've never heard that about Charlie Watts. But
yeah.
All right.
Bruce Springsteen didn't mention Born to Run.
Well, Born to Run's in the conversation for greatest album of all time.
Tom Petty, I would go probably American Girl.
Oh, man, he's got a lot. Tom Petty has a lot. Don't
the
you
Who,
like that?
My Generation.
Yeah, Bob O'Reilly. Yeah,
yep.
There's a bunch.
Yeah,
of,
I mean,
a,
there's
You're
there's
right,
a bunch
that's a very personal question.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, what does the song mean to you?
None of the songs that you guys named are before, like, 85.
Yeah,
or, I mean,
you
or
named
after
Smells
like,
Teen Spirit. You were what, like 19?
Yeah, that came out in the 90s.
Smells like
Teen
Spirit's
Spirit. 25 years old.
Yes, I'm just saying, like you got. I'm asking, like, are there no more great rock songs?
That's
after
a good question. So I'm glad you asked that. So I interviewed John Mellencamp when I was on WNEW in New York, and I asked the question directly: Is rock and roll dead? And he said, yes, rock and roll is dead.
As really, we know it, it's dead. It here's the reason why. There's really not a lot of traditional, what you would call rock bands anymore that are coming out and touring and doing, like, Mace, would Dave Matthews, the Dave Matthews Band, be a rock band?
What are you talking about? You're, like, saying that there's Dave Matthews Band, really, from the 90s is the last traditional rock band?
Right, so who would you say is the last traditional rock band?
I don't think there's any last ones. I think there's plenty of current
ones.
See, now,
for me,
Name one current one.
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon have been around for 30 years.
No, what are you talking about? Kings of Leon been around for, like, 8 years. What are you talking about? Yeah, they're one of my favorite bands, I would know. They kind of became popular about 8, 9 years ago.
See, I listened to a lot of
Mumford and Sons. Are they a rock band?
I would argue they are. But others would say, no, that's not rock, that's alt. I like AJR. That's a band that's current.
Kings of Leon are 22 years old. They came out of Nashville in 1999.
Well, they didn't get popular until about 10 years ago.
Imagine Dragons. I love that band, but I don't know if you'd call that a rock band. They do
like
have
rock,
the number one most downloaded song in history.
Because there was a period there for a while where rock kind of took a back seat, and then it was more pop, boy band, like Katy Perry,
sure.
Taylor Swift.
But to say that there's been the most recent rock, traditional rock band to come out is Dave Matthews is... ridiculous.
Well, you named one that's 22 years old. Can you name one that's
again, they didn't get popular until...
Okay, well, there's no... Who would you say... Name one from this century.
I think Imagine Dragons probably falls into that. Trying to think.
See, I don't know if Imagine Dragons could sell out a stadium. They could sell out an arena.
Oh, are you crazy? I think they could.
No, Imagine Dragons can sell out a stadium, John.
They're the number one downloaded song of all time.
Yeah, they could sell out a stadium. They wouldn't sell out SoFi necessarily, but I think they'd sell out something like Bank of California. There's a great rock band.
What I'm talking
about
is like the Rolling Stones could sell out the Coliseum and have.
Because there's a lot of older people that can afford their $300 tickets.
Right.
There's a great.
I agree with Mellencamp. I think
there's a great rock band called Greta Van Fleet that's out right now. Greta Van Fleet is great.
Gary Clark Jr., he's considered rock. He tours with Rolling Stones. He's like my age, probably younger than me.
Yeah, I mean, there's still rock and roll. It's just not what it used to be.
It's just not what you guys listen to. You guys probably listen to like classic rock stations and that type of music because that's what you guys grew up listening to.
Yeah, I actually grew up, here's what's weird. I grew up not listening to a lot of music in the 70s. I listened to a lot of talk radio when I was a kid. I listened to
Larry King. Hello.
Hello. Des Moines, it's you. I listened to a ton of talk radio, and I listened to a lot of adult-oriented stuff. I didn't get into classic
rock. What does that
mean? The way some other people
adult-oriented? That sounds kind of
these
risque.
Weird songs from the 70s, you know, like the Eagles' New Kid in Town. That was a big song from when I was growing up. The Eagles had some. But no, I really hit music. I really hit pop music in, you know, the 90s when I was a program director and was picking records. And guys were offering me bags of cocaine to play songs.
17... That's how it worked back then?
Oh, yeah, God, yeah. 19 years old, this guy offers me a bag of cocaine to payola, yeah.
Payola, indeed.
I forget what record it was. It might have been... That might have been my old friend. No, I don't want to say any names.
I was saying.
That wouldn't have been my own friend. I'll tell you a great guy who passed away, who was sort of the heart of that record business, was a guy named Charlie Minor. And Charlie once had a – who sang the song Second Chance? Was that 38 Special or – I think
no
it was 38
clue.
Special. And Second Chance. And I didn't want to play it in Toledo. I said, that's not a hit. He said, well, let me fly you to Los Angeles. We'll have a conversation about it. So he flies me to L.A. for the weekend, puts me up at a really fancy hotel, buys me a fancy outfit in Beverly Hills, and then asks me at the end of it, are you willing to add the record? And I go, well, sure, I guess I will.
So basically straight payola.
Straight payola. Yeah, straight payola. Where are we going on the phones?
877-710-ESPN. Like a lot of, we're getting a lot of Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters! How could I miss Foo Fighters?
But Foo Fighters, what year do you think the Foo Fighters started?
Let's go to CK.
We don't need to necessarily go back to when they started, like when they were popular.
Right. Okay, let's go. You're very chippy today, Lynch. Let's go to CK on the 91. CK, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, man, first of all, I'm not a first all-day listener. I listen to you guys since day one.
Wow.
Number one show ever.
Wow, that's
CK.
Nice.
Thank you.
I'm going to go old school on you guys, man.
Cool.
I got three.
Yep.
One, Steppenwolf's Magic Carpet Ride.
It's a good one.
All
it's
right?
a good one.
And it, okay, Stairway to Heaven.
Yep, we got that one for sure.
And this one is my little personal favorite, Black Dog.
Oh, Led Zeppelin, Black Dog. That's
yeah.
a great song.
Yeah.
Hey, CK, you've been listening yeah. since day one. How yeah. were we on day one? I don't remember how that show went. Were we good? Were we entertaining? Did we know what was going on? I mean, it was our first day. It was our first show.
Let me tell you something. The pairing of you and John Ireland made it an instant hit because I was listening to your competitor station until I turned you guys on. I'm like, oh, I'm sticking with these guys.
Wow.
God bless you, CK.
What makes the show so terrific is Ireland, you have that way of getting under Mason's getting on his last nerve, and Mason kind of plays it down. And
yep.
Mason kind of plays it down. But I've been listening to you guys. I'm 67 years old, and I've seen the world, and I've been following you guys, how you guys have evolved. And
nice.
Now the new show you got with the Tinder, I
yep.
love that. It's very educational and also informative.
Nice.
And you guys, when y'all put Michael Thompson on,
yep.
that makes it, Michael Thompson and O'Shea Jackson are, and also
Momo.
Momo, three of the best guest hosts that you guys can have. Period.
Nice.
Oh, guys.
Nice.
Hey, hey, man, thank you. Thank you for listening all
Thanks,
these years.
Thanks, CK.
Greatly appreciated.
Wow. Wow, I don't remember the first show.
That guy gets the show.
Do you remember the first show?
Oh, the first 2 weeks were brutal.
Yeah, that's what I remember. 877-710-ESPN. Anything you want to jump in on, we're doing greatest. Lindsay says, don't say, hey, lines are open. Give us a call. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, this is 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Went right back to the well last night, John. Ordered donuts from DK's Donuts.
Yeah, that's a thing for you.
Yeah, it really is a problem. And my weight's now getting close to where it was at its all-time high.
Oh, boy.
Mace, wait, what is your typical order from there?
Well, we get six donuts. I get cinnamon roll, old-fashioned, and Bavarian cream.
What are the other three? Just mix it up?
The other three, another old – well, these are wines now – another old-fashioned, a glazed, and something with Nutella in it.
You should try something that I've been doing that I think you would feel better and it would make a difference in your weight, too.
Okay.
See if you can eliminate processed sugar for a week.
Do they make donuts without processed sugar?
They do not. Processed sugar is like, so natural sugar, like you can eat fruit. Like you can go eat a strawberry. That has natural sugar.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing because I'm addicted to sweets. I actually started last week taking this supplement. It's called Gymenna, and it's like an herb that's supposed to make you – it's supposed to – it like makes the sugar not taste as good. So if you take it like before – like when you have cravings for sugar, if you try and eat something like a donut, you're like, oh, this doesn't taste that good. This,
interesting.
You know,
well,
whatever.
Your weight, Mace, will immediately come down, and I think you'll be surprised how little you miss it.
Hmm. Interesting.
It takes a couple of weeks, though, for you to get used to it. You will go through sugar withdrawals.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, we were talking about greatest rock songs of all time. Let's go to the phones. Manuel is in Gardena. Manuel, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Mashansky, Ireland, The Gang. Hey, real quick, you guys still owe me a shirt from months ago, Mashansky.
Oh, really? What kind of shirt?
Yes.
For what, like a Mason and
a
Ireland
Mason
shirt?
A Mason and Ireland shirt. What
well, how did you,
no,
how
a,
did you,
a J. Crew.
How did you win it?
Oh, I forget, man, but I said something and you guys
okay,
were like, oh,
well, then we forgot to.
Yeah, we forgot the shirt.
Yeah, you forgot the game. We forgot the shirt.
Wait,
you know what,
you did go
Manuel?
Through.
Because you know my last name, Mashansky, hold on the line afterwards and we'll let Jorge get the address and we'll get a shirt out to you.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, great topic, first off, man, because it's so subjective. Because
yep.
I'm with whoever was saying about like a. Foo Fighters and even Nirvana, I don't really consider that rock and roll. I consider it more like alt rock.
Or so grunge, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If we're going greatest, though, so because I wanted to do a couple, too, like the other dude. Greatest, though, rock song, I would have to go The Day the Music Died because it's one of those songs that, like, whenever that comes on, everybody's going to sing it. Okay.
Right.
Don McLean,
now,
was he a one-hit wonder man?
No, he had another song called Vincent about Vincent Van Gogh, which is fantastic.
In other words, he was a one-hit wonder. And
no,
then,
no. The song Vincent is genius. It's genius.
Well, I'm sure it's great, but you know, Mashansky, man, come on. Nobody's heard of Vincent. Everybody's heard of American Pie, though. So,
drove my Chevy to the levee, and the levee was dry.
Exactly. So the second one I wanted to say, more modern, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Because
that's
another,
one.
Like, anthem. And then going back old school, man. We gotta go Led Zeppelin, When the Levee Breaks.
Well, that's a great song.
Nice. I
yes,
like that,
hey,
man.
Keep up the good work, and I'm going to hold on for my Mason and Ireland shirt.
You're not okay, getting one, Manuel. I'll tell you why. He called
I've
me Greg Bergman.
I've been with you guys since Carl's Jr. Remember when Carl's Jr. was putting you guys on Fox Sports West?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? You were there all along. All right, get his address. We'll send him a shirt, okay? I like
yes,
Manuel. He's a good dude there. I don't know how the hell he won that shirt. And I'm not even sure that he did. But
yeah, I
we'll
think
send
he probably just played.
Wait a minute, Mace. You're forgetting when you went through that phase. Everybody call in. Whoever calls in, if we take your call, I'm going to give you a T-shirt. Remember?
I don't remember that phase. I have no
recollection.
You
did that for like 3 weeks straight.
Did I really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jorge remembers
yeah,
it well,
I'll
I'm sure.
I'll find a clip. Watch.
He was trying to screen calls, get sound, get the people's info for their shirts. And then you wanted him to like play all this stuff at the, like on the fly, and he was getting the callers info. And we're like, all right, we're done with the shirts.
Okay, well, pretty soon, I'm going to be in there. And I will help Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when are they going to let you back in there?
Now, I got a note from Boss Amanda. She says late July. Late July. I'm curious, John. So a lot of people are going to have this decision to make, and I don't know
right.
if it's a decision or not for us, but the idea of going back to an office, going
right.
back to work. We've all learned that we can be pretty damn productive. We've done our show for, you know, 15 months or 16 months now.
Yeah.
Without any issues at all. Do you want to go back to the office?
I'm preparing myself. I'm not going to go back any sooner than I have to, but I'm preparing myself to go back, yeah. I think that working from home is the easiest thing in the world. So you want to take advantage of that while they'll let you. I was talking to Amanda about this the other day, and she said, you have the option in July, and in September we're going to make you. So decide now when you want to come back. I said, well, I'll stay out until you say it's required. If it's not required, I'm staying home. I think Lindsay is too. Lindsay, you're with me, right?
Yep.
It'll be you and Jorge in there, and Lindsay and I'll be out until Amanda sounds the siren, and then I think in September we all go back.
And Jorge, you will have one of the most brilliant board helpers in the world because I know how to run a show.
Oh yeah, who is that?
I know how to run a show, Jorge.
Who's coming
in?
Who's that going to be?
I'm going to help Jorge to get everything right.
So you know, since we're talking about songs, I wanted to get this in there too.
Yeah.
So I told you that I think number one for me would be give me a little background here, Jorge. There would be this song, "Gimme Shelter." By the Rolling Stones would be my number one favorite all-time rock song. Okay, so there's a backup singer in this. Mace, you saw the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, right?
Yeah, oh, great documentary, directed by Morgan Neville.
Okay, so...
won the Oscar.
Basically, it's about people that are 20 feet away from the lead singer.
Yep.
And yet, you know, you have no idea who these people are. And my favorite part of this documentary was there's a woman named Mary Clayton. And the Rolling Stones were at the Capitol Records building in Hollywood.
Yep.
And they decided to record this album, and they're recording Gimme Shelter. And then turn this part up right here, Jorge. So the woman you hear there is a woman named Mary Clayton. And later in the song, she's got a solo where all she does is yell, rape, murder. And it's haunting how she yells it. And they couldn't get it right. They were trying to find a way to do it. And some board op at Capitol Records said, I know a girl who can sing this part. And he said, well, can you get her over? He goes, let me know. I'll call her. So he calls this woman at 11 o'clock at night, and her husband answers the phone. And she's 7 months pregnant.
Mm.
And they said, the Rolling Stones are in town. This is 1969.
Yep.
Rolling Stones are in town. We need a woman to sing a backup part. Do you think Mary would come over and do it? And he said, well, she's in bed. He goes, well, can you get her up? He goes, hold on. And he goes and gets her up and explains what's happening. She puts on her bathrobe and her slippers. Her husband puts her in the car. They drive over to the Capitol Records building. She does it three times. She has three takes. And that's what you hear on Gimme Shelter.
Wow.
And she went home and went back to bed. This is her.
Wow, that's cool.
She did it three times. And she was in her pajamas. And her husband was sitting in the studio. And she was there for 20 minutes. She drove home. And that's what you hear on Gimme Shelter.
That's great. And if you've never seen the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, I'm sure it's streaming somewhere everywhere.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. It's a great documentary. If you love music.
Won an Oscar.
Yeah, it won the Oscar. Morgan Neville directed it. Fantastic movie, so you should check that out. It's on Netflix. I actually I found the most depressing TV show in the history of the world.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it coming up next. Plus, you know, there are a lot of big movies coming out this summer. There's one I'm especially excited about, and I'm going to be doing a Mason movie night screening with it. I'll tell you what that is coming up next, too. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's right. Free as a bird. Free as a bird. So, John, have you heard about the show Mayor of Easttown?
Yes. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it. I know it. Kate Winslet's in it. It was on HBO. It was a big hit. It just ended last week?
Ended last week. It is the, I swear to God, the most depressing show I've ever seen. Is there a more depressing show ever than Mayor of Easttown? Everybody... It goes bad for every single person in the movie, in the show. Every single person.
The most depressing movie I think I ever saw, because I want you to think about this. I'm pretty sure everybody dies, all right?
Yep.
Every main character in the movie dies.
Yep.
Legends of the Fall.
Oh, yeah. Does Brad Pitt die in that?
All of them. Yeah, they all die.
Wow. Yeah, that's a rough one. That's a rough one. That was Brad Pitt with a mullet.
Of course.
Yeah. Lindsay, am I right about Mayor of Easttown? Depressing as hell.
I mean, it's pretty dark, but I'm sure I could think of a more depressing show if I had.
It's not light viewing. It seems like everybody has watched it. She's fantastic. It's the best. I think it's the best thing she's ever done. She's great. But now
so
I'm
what's
ready
the
for...
movie you're looking forward to that's coming out this summer?
So this summer. On July the 9th, John... We're doing Mason Movie Night. I don't know if it's going to be the 8th or the 9th or maybe even the 10th, but we're going to do a movie screening, and it's going to be Marvel's Black Widow starring Scarlett Johansson, which I hear is great, which I hear has got unbelievable fight scenes and fight sequences and stuff like that.
Yeah, so she's played this role before, has she not?
Yeah, she's played this in the Avengers. She's part of the Marvel Universe. So this is a role that she's playing. But I'm looking forward to it, and we're going to do a screening of it. Actually, you know what? If we had a choice between a screening of Black Widow and a screening of Space Jam, which one should we do?
Oh, Space Jam. We're the Lakers station. AD and LeBron are both in Space Jam.
Lindsay, doesn't it make more sense to do Space Jam?
Yeah, I think it does, but I thought you just really, really, really wanted to see.
Well, I love my Marvel movies. I wanted to do Fast and Furious 9.
I will attend a Space Jam screening. If it's a Marvel movie, I got to keep my streak going.
Okay.
I would rather see Space Jam myself.
Yeah,
me too. We'll talk to the president, vice president of promotions here at 710 ESPN, Tommy Lamb, and see if we can make that switch. Because I just looked
at
the
schedule.
So are we
talking about doing it at LA Live?
Yeah, at LA Live.
All right.
So the big movies coming up that I'm looking forward to, F9, which is June the 25th. I love those.
Yeah, I love all those movies. I like those movies more than you because I even love Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift is just an outlier. It has nothing to do.
Very important piece of the Fast and Furious franchise.
Had nothing. It didn't even have Vin Diesel. That's all about.
It did too. He comes in the end.
In the end.
Oh, the very end. You're right. It's all about the family. And then Black Widow's July the 9th. And then Space Jam is July the 16th. And then Suicide Squad, which I love, is August the 6th. The first one was okay. The second one looks really, really good. So those are the big movies that I'm looking forward to. I don't think there are a bunch of grown-up movies coming out this summer. I think it's all a bunch of dumb stuff, which I'm all in for. Last night we were looking at a show. After the game, we were looking at a show, and there was a guy with a tremendous physique on the show. And he had was really an unattractive guy,
mm-hmm.
but had a great body. And it led us to wonder this. Would you rather have a great face and a bad body or a great body and a bad face?
I'd rather have
kind of wheel. It's very wheel of questions. Yeah.
No. I would rather have the great face because I could do something about the body. You can't do anything about a bad face, right?
You're kind of stuck with a bad face, yeah.
Right.
So I think I'd want the great body and the bad face.
You'd want to be a butterface?
So Mace,
oh, a butterface, that's right.
Yeah, no, my friends, I wouldn't want to be a butterface.
You know what my friends would call you if you went for that?
Huh.
They'd call you a Cincinnati Bengal. Great uniform, bad helmet.
Yeah, that's true.
What's wrong with their helmets?
Oh, well, their helmets for years were awful. It was an orange helmet that just said the word Bengals on it. They're a little better now. They're like, they have tiger stripes on their helmets.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I like their tiger stripes.
But for a long time, they had like the ugliest helmet in the league.
Can I play the most intriguing piece of sound that we played today?
Which is?
This is Stephen A. Smith. He was actually on Get Up this morning.
And you are all over the place, Mace.
I am, yeah.
That's what a radio show is.
Stephen A. Smith talking about CP3.
Do I think there's a possibility he could end up in L.A.? Yes, but I will tell you, he's very, very happy in Phoenix. He's very, very happy with Monty Williams and his coaching staff and the sensational job that they've done. The young talent that he's been schooling, they're very happy with him. He's very happy with them. So it would take a lot for him to leave. But if there's one place that could get him, it would be L.A., but that's more so because of personal reasons than basketball reasons.
Chris Paul.
The most Lakers. Amazing thing about this is, and I got to be a little careful because I'm not allowed to talk about players under contract to other teams, but the fact that this is a possibility is that Chris Paul has a player option at the end of this season.
Yes.
For $45 million. And most people think he's going to turn it down. In other words, he's going to opt out of that deal, and which would make him a free agent and then other teams go after him. But Mace, can you imagine walking away from a guaranteed $45 million?
Well, if you think you can get, and apparently he thinks he might be able to get 100, wouldn't you rather have 100 than $45 million?
That's what he would like to do, is opt out then get a
but is he a $100 million player?
For over 3 years, so you're asking it'd be is he a $33 million player? Well, he made $45 this year.
Right, so you get him at a bargain.
Yeah. I think Phoenix would offer him that, especially if they go to the Western Conference Finals.
So he would opt out from Phoenix and re-sign a three-year
deal? Correct.
And I'll tell you what, looking at this, I think the Suns in Utah, that is going to be a great Western Conference Finals. That's right. Going to be a really fun Western Conference,
especially
finals.
if Donovan Mitchell's healthy.
Yeah, he came down funny on that ankle last night at the very, very end of the game. He says he's fine. I hope he's fine because he's been the best player on the floor in all those games. I think if the Lakers had had, just hypothetically, had CP3 on the roster instead of Dennis Schroeder, I think we're still alive and I think we're going to win the championship.
Yeah, I better not comment on that.
No, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Yeah, I know it's all tricky. I don't want to get Ireland in trouble the day before he goes on vacation.
Yeah, I only have to make it like another half an hour.
Yeah, you've only got to make it through game of games.
And it's my game.
Yeah. Let's spin the wheel of games. Whose game is it today? Is Ireland? It's your game.
Okay, I'm ready.
You want to give us a sneak preview?
Yeah, sure. It's a game we've played this before. This can sometimes be hard. It's a game of common thread. I'm going to read you a list of people that all have one specific thing in common.
Yeah.
And the first one of you to figure out what it is gets the point.
Okay. So we will play a round of common thread coming up next in Game of Games. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Game of Games time, and it is John Ireland's game today. So far in the month of June, Ireland has won 5 times.
Can't win today.
Me, Lindsay, Jorge, won apiece, and Michael Thompson, who we see on Wednesdays, has yet to win. Actually, when he comes in on Wednesdays, he does the game, so he's never going to score. John, the game is a tough one. I always have trouble with this game. Yeah, it's called Common Thread.
Yeah, but anybody can win. Now, here's the trick. These people may have more than one thing in common, so you might want to wait until you hear a few more names before you guess.
Okay.
What thread I'm looking for. It is Lindsay, Jorge, and Mason. So all of the people on the list I'm about to read have something in common. You guys need to figure out what the specific thing is that I'm going for. All right, okay. Here's number one. Kyrie Irving, Joe Ingles, Michael Thompson, Steve Nash, Joel Embiid, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Lindsay. They're all first overall picks.
Incorrect. Nikola Jokic, Andrew Wiggins, Dirk Nowitzki.
Jeez, Mason.
Mace.
They're all powerful.
I know what it is now.
Jorge, you want to guess?
No, I don't have anything.
They're all draft picks from other countries.
Correct. They're all NBA foreign-born players.
Yeah, Steve Nash was the one that threw me off. I should have remembered he's from Canada.
All right, so nobody gets that one. All right, here we go. Marcus Mariota, Steve Kerr, James Harden, Jackie Robinson, Tiger Woods, Aaron Rodgers, Klay Thompson, John Ireland, Ramona
Mason.
Shelburne,
Lindsay.
Mace.
They all competed in the Pac-12 conference.
Correct. They all went to Pac-12 schools, Mace. Way to go.
Good job.
I don't know if Ramona and I, well, Ramona did. I didn't compete in anything, but we all went to Pac-12 schools.
All went to the Pac-12
Mason's
schools,
on the board. Okay, next one. J.J. Watt, Adele, Timothy Chalamet, Donald Trump, Brian Cranston, Charles Barkley, Larry David.
Mason.
Mace.
Are they all Emmy winners?
No. You're out. All right. Lindsay. The Rock. Tom Hanks.
Jeez.
Alec Baldwin. Steve Carell. Steve Martin. Tina Fey.
Jorge.
Lindsay.
Jorge.
They've all been on SNL.
They all hosted Saturday Night Live. Very good, Jorge.
Good job,
you got
Jorge.
Them all. Okay. So it's one for Jorge, one for Mace. Lindsay yet to scratch. All right. Kobe Bryant, Steve Mason, Alex Smith, Joe Theismann.
Mason.
Mace.
They all broke their legs.
Correct. All have injured their leg or foot seriously, and Mason takes it 2-1. Okay. Mason 2, Jorge 1, Lindsay yet to scratch. Lindsay, this one might be one for you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Devin Booker, Reggie Bush, Travis Scott.
Jorge.
Jorge.
They've dated Kardashians.
All of them have dated Kardashians.
Oh, Jorge.
Okay. Jorge 2, Mason 2. Lindsay still has a chance, but you gotta get one of these next two, Lindsay. Okay, here we go. Donald Glover. Samuel L. Jackson. Liam Neeson. Natalie Portman. Harrison Ford. Carrie Fisher.
Lindsay.
Okay.
Lindsay.
They're all in Star Wars movies?
All in Star Wars, in one Star Wars movie or another, and Lindsay's still alive.
Yeah, still alive.
All right, so Mason 2, Jorge 2, Lindsay 1. This is the last one, then we have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Sandy Koufax, Tim Tebow, Phil Mickelson,
Mace.
Clayton Kershaw, Mace.
All left-handed.
All left-handed, and Mason is
your
winner.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's
good job,
very
Mace.
Good, Mace. Koufax,
I won.
Tebow, Mickelson, Kershaw. Yeah, you won. You've got two now, right?
I've got two, yeah, and you're out next week. I got a chance to make a run.
There you go. Oh, we'll do the tiebreaker just for kicks.
Okay, cool.
Three of the top 10 all-time home run hitters in baseball are left-handed. I can tell you, but can you guys figure that out? Three of the top 10 left-handed?
That's what the tiebreaker is? You have to guess them?
No, I'll give them to you. The tiebreaker is more than that, but I'm just curious if you guys want to guess who it is.
Let me think.
Lindsay, here's a hint. You should get one of them.
Jim Thome?
Correct. And then the other two are numbers 1 and 3 all time.
God, I really should know this. Number one is Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds,
yeah.
And who's number three? It's Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron. And whose record did they all break?
Oh, Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. So Barry Bonds, Babe Ruth, and Jim Thome are the three left-handed guys. If you add up the – now, here's my question. If you add up the home run totals of those three players – how many do you get? Closest without going over. Mace, take a shot.
I'll say 1,800.
Okay. Jorge?
1,700.
All right. Lindsay?
They're all 700 guys, so they got to be around 2,100.
Oh,
right?
Lindsay, you were very close. 2,106.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Lindsay's the only one who did the math.
Yeah, I had 600 times 3.
They all did 700, though.
Yeah, they're all 700 home run guys.
Yeah.
All right, so after talking with the guys I play golf with, I have a strategy that I'm considering for the Mason-Ireland golf match.
Oh, God.
But I don't know if, Mace, if it would enhance your performance or get you distracted and make it better. All right?
Okay, is it weed?
No.
Okay.
But that's a good idea. Thank you for suggesting that. Puta-yesca! You're bringing your golf coach to be your caddy,
yeah,
right?
Derek Allen, the great Derek Allen, who's the pro at Rancho Park.
Which means I can bring whoever I want to
yes,
be
you can.
The caddy, right?
Sure.
So the idea, these guys, we're all kicking it around, is that I bring a really good-looking gay guy to be my caddy.
Oh, for God's sake.
would that make you play better or worse?
He'd be distracted.
It would probably distract me. It would probably distract me.
I think it's bordering on unfair.
It is probably unfair.
He'd probably try and show off a little extra, right?
Yeah, I mean, if Kate Beckinsale was my caddy, I'd definitely be distracted.
Oh, no, I would dial in. You should see if you should make that happen. If Kate Beckinsale was your caddy, I'd have no chance.
Yeah, you know what's weird about the golf thing is I still feel so out of place at a golf course.
Even at Rancho, which is
even
a public
at Rancho,
course?
I feel out of place.
In
I
what
just
sense?
Have never, I've never golfed. I'm not, you know, I never did the rich guy thing, the golfing thing. And you golfed from the time you were a little kid, right?
Started in high school, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my swing is the least consistent thing in the world. I mean,
Welcome to golf.
Yet to hit a green on a par three.
I was driving past a driving range the other day, and I was like, I bet Mason would feel a lot better there because everyone looked like, just driving by, I was at a stoplight. I was like, everyone there looks like they either suck or they're really young. Westchester driving range.
That's where I go, Lindsay. Do you live
near
there?
Yeah, go there. Yeah.
Yeah, I because they got rid of the one by me, so I have to drive over to that one to hit balls.
Yeah, I just passed it yesterday. You should go there, Mace.
Yeah, Mace, that is. And by the way, you can you buy a key.
Yep.
And they'll give you like, you know, 1,000 balls, and you would have enough balls until the match.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I mean, there's a very eclectic mix of people there, right, John?
I ran into JB Long was next to me when I was hitting balls there last month.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll try it. It takes me forever to get on a Rancho Park, so maybe I will try Westchester.
Yeah, this place has more stalls, so you get an opening.
Have we heard from anybody who wants to help us pull off the skydiving trip?
Well, that one guy who had the place in Camarillo.
I reached out. I reached out and sent an email to the place that he suggested. So
the one that's got the the ocean and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what would happen if he takes us out over the ocean, Mace, and you and I screw up the parachute, and then we land in the water and drown?
Well, it would be sad.
Then you would die.
Great for ratings. The next show, everyone would listen. If one of us died.
What would the point be?
Well, the guy who lived would get really big numbers and could cash in on that.
Aaron Hordich writes, why is everyone on this show so bad at math? Bond 762, Ruth 714, Tommy 612. It's 2,088 home runs. Not sure where 2106 came from.
Wow, why is everybody on this show so bad at math?
Everybody's terrible.
We skipped it in college.
Done. Do not trust any of our games. None of our games are actually correct.
Okay, so by the way, Mason, that means you won the tiebreaker too.
I did. I won the tiebreaker.
Yeah, because I would have gone over.
So I'm on a roll.
Morales just sent us a note and says, the Walt Disney Company will feel more comfortable with golf matches over skydiving. You know what? We should be prepared for this, you guys. When I suggested skydiving and bungee jumping for rating sweeps, my boss said, we'll never get it insured. I bet you the station
We can still go on our own, though.
Yeah,
it has to be a station thing.
But then the station can't promote it because they can get sued.
Not if we all live.
Yeah, right. We can't talk about it?
Right, no. We can do whatever we want, but I don't think the station would approve us promoting it as a station bit.
Me, you, Lindsay, and Jorge, we're very good friends, and we've decided, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we went skydiving together?
Yo, who said I was joining?
Oh,
you're out of your... Why, are you scared?
Nah, man, I'll try it. Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
I think we can find a way to do it. I think we can.
Yeah, it's just like if the four of us went to a baseball game and then came on the air and talked about it.
But there's no risk involved in going to a baseball game.
Sure, but it has nothing to do with the radio station.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Let's see what Tommy comes back with.
Yeah. All right, there you have it. There is your Mason in Ireland for today. Thanks a lot for being here this week. We appreciate it. Coming up next for you is Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Back Monday at 12:55 sharp with Momo in all week for John Ireland. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.